Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we are having conversations that matter for wherever the military has taken you. We're bringing you stories from real military spouses who not only understand the challenges, they are harnessing the opportunities to build lives they can love. From new spouses to veteran spouses, you'll get tips, tricks, and actionable steps that will help you along your military life journey. Welcome, everyone. This is Heather Campbell, and we are so thankful that you have joined us on the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we dive into the uniqueness of the military family journey by helping you build a life, a community, and a home you love when you are not in control of where you will call home next. All right, friends, spring is here. And as my neighbor calls them, the sneeze trees are here as well. We are on the East Coast and we have all the pollen and all the things. And, you know, that gets me thinking about spring cleaning, right? We start opening the windows, we start getting this fresh air. It's wonderful. But then we also maybe start seeing how much dust is there and also how much pollen is maybe outside and blowing in. Maybe not you, maybe you're more on top of it, and that is just my experience. So today we're going to talk about spring cleaning, and we're going to hear from a brand new sponsor, Elite Home Warranty, but more on them later. Now, first of all, spring cleaning, I know, is such this like idea. It's kind of like resolutions, right? Like, oh, it's a new year. I've got to do new stuff. Oh, it's spring. I need to clean. And I find that for me, I usually do a lot of cleaning in the fall. As we prepare to put out holiday decorations, I love the holidays. I love to host. I love to have people over. But then we sort of enter this like weird sickness, hibernation, winter phase, right? Where we kind of just keep it all together. And so I can kind of see where spring cleaning comes from. Like we're starting to open the windows and realizing like, you know, we should probably get some life back into this place. It's even exacerbated more as a military family. If you are moving this summer, or if you're helping someone else move, you've got friends or neighbors who are moving, then there's more that comes with spring cleaning than just your regular, let's get the house ready for summer. So I'm going to walk you guys through some really simple things to be thinking about for your house, not only inside, but outside. And all of the things that we're going to talk about today are things that you can do, whether you're renting or you're the homeowner, whether you're living in a privately managed housing, whether you're in military housing. These are all things that can help you, one, prepare for summer or just do that annual check-in on your house, but also, especially if you're moving, these are going to be really great things to help you get ready for that move. As we are moving this summer, these are all things on my list to complete in the spring so that I'm not doing them last minute in the middle of boxes and moving and out processing and school ending and, right? The list goes on and on for military families. So let's start outside the home because I feel like maybe that's a little easier or you know, maybe I'm just doing this wrong and not taking care of the outside just as well as I should be. But when you're looking at the outside of your structure, just give it some care. Like I said, in my area, we have pollen. We have a windy area during the season changing. So there's lots of pollen and dirt and just grime on the house. Thankfully, we have a pressure washer. Before that, we just had a spray hose, you know, just a sprayer for our hose. But just hose down the outside of your house, hose down the sidewalks, the porches, the, you know, the outsides of the windows. Recommend closing those first. Don't hose them down, or, you know, don't hose them down when you have a kiddo who goes in and opens them while you're trying to hose them down, speaking from experience. But hose off the outside of the windows, off outside of the house, the porches, you know, even maybe even your cars, but just give everything a good spray down. If nothing else, if you're not pressure washing, if you're not deep scrubbing, just giving it a good rinse can really do a lot, especially towards the bottom where rain normally gets that backsplash, right? That dirt and pollen and all that kind of splashes back on the house. Give it a good rinse. So that's one thing, is looking at the outside, you know, giving it a good rinse. Also, paying attention to things like your window seals, your door seals, your weather stripping. Give the shingles a good one over if you have access to that or if you can look, or a chimney, but just some of those outside integrity of the house things, right? And the structure of the house and making sure, yep, everything's ready. We've previously lived in a hurricane location. Like, yep, everything looks like it's good for tornado and hurricane season, right? So just making sure that everything's got a good rinse, everything's looking okay, and then doing whatever that maintenance is. Now, there's two ways to do this. One, if you are a homeowner, obviously, you can contract out or do it yourself. Same thing if you're a renter. I live in military housing, and to be honest, I'm not going to call them to come over and change the weather stripping or to caulk the windows. One, because I don't want to coordinate with their schedule, but two, I could probably do it better and faster. So doing those really simple things to help keep pests out of your house, to help keep sugar ants out of your house. If you've ever had ants in your kitchen, you know how difficult they can be to get rid of. So, you know, sealing up your house, making sure all of those little nooks and crannies are sealed up is a great way to sort of prepare for that spring and summer weather. And then, of course, paying attention to the concrete, whether you have concrete on your driveway, your sidewalks, your porch. Does any of it look cracked? Does it need, you know, repair? Is it dirty? Is it mildewy? You know, what do you need to do just to sort of freshen up the outside? When you're thinking about rinsing off things, look at those trash cans, both the outside and inside of the trash cans, both your outside trash cans and your household trash cans. Take them outside and just give them a good spray. Get all the yucky grime and messy stuff that everyone throws in there. Just give them a really good rinse. That's also going to help keep pests away and help eliminate some odors inside of your home in those trash cans. And then again, sort of looking at the structure of your home, if you can, peek in the attic space. See if there's any sign of pests, anything that maybe has gotten in during the winter time. How's the insulation look? Anything that you're worried about up there from a weather standpoint and a, you know, access standpoint. And then lastly is to look at those detectors, right? So think of those metal detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Just give them that little test button. There's nothing worse than having one going off, you know, and they never go off at good times, right? It goes off like when the baby's sleeping or when you're trying to fall asleep at night. So just give those detectors a good once over, change out those batteries, make sure that everything in your home, this is all from a safety standpoint and a structure standpoint, right? All these things we're talking about is just making sure that your home is well cared for and that you and your family are safe. Now, if you have extra brain space after that, you could do some landscaping. I happen to have a black thumb myself. I love to go to the garden stores and purchase beautiful things that then, you know, come to my home to slowly die. It's like a plant hospice here. And I can grow humans and pets, but please don't give me your plants. So, you know, if any of you were thinking, oh, I'll ask Heather to plant sit, don't ask me. I'm not your girl. But that said, if that's something that really brings you joy, even in a rental, even in military housing, that can really freshen up the look of your home, can really make it feel like home. So if those are things that are important to you, make sure that you're doing that in that spring season as well. I will say we like to keep things like lavender or rosemary in pots on the front porch because those keep away things like mosquitoes. So those are big ones for us. We also like to put out plants that stinging insects don't like. My kiddos are allergic to insect stings. So small things like that. Again, I'm not great at keeping them alive long term, but small things like that to both freshen it up, give it some new life, but also keep it safe for my family. Again, we're talking about some of the spring cleaning for the structure and spring maintenance is to help keep it safe for your family to be there. Okay, so that's sort of all of our outside. Which brings me to today's sponsor. We're hearing from a new sponsor today here at the Mill Housing Nation podcast. We have Elite Home Warranty. Mill Housing Network is a proud partner of Elite Home Warranty, servicing thousands of homeowners in 47 states with comprehensive home protection plans that include coverage for repair and replacement, white glove repair services, and a 24-hour live U.S.-based claims concierge. They're rated as the best home warranty company nationwide, according to verified consumers on the Better Business Bureau. Again, when we're thinking about safety, when we're thinking about making sure our structures are safe, having a good home warranty on board, whether you are the renter and you want to ask that, you know, to be something that your landlord has, or whether you're the homeowner, this is a great way to, again, make sure that your family is safe and secure and stable in your structure. Now, that takes us to the inside part. That's the part where everybody's been living. And I live with my family. I have boys and a girl, but I have kids. And sometimes I walk in the door and, you know, I'll just tell them like, guys, it smells like feet in here. It just smells like feet and sweat and people. And I remember I used to tell my husband, like, our room just smells like, when we had a baby in there, it smells like the whole family sleeps in our room. And he would say, the whole family does sleep in our room. I'm like, well, it smells like it. It just smells like people in here. So if you're one of those people that really pays attention to that kind of thing, this next section about cleaning the inside of your home is going to be for you. Along with talking about the outside, you know, looking at spraying off the windows, making sure everything looks good, on the inside, you can also double check some of those seals, those window seals, those door seals, and address any weather stripping or caulking that needs to be redone. And that also goes for your bathrooms, right? So we're thinking about weather, but also that silicone seal around your sink, around the bottom of the toilet where it attaches to the tub, your you know, silicone or whatever you have in your house where the shower meets the tub or the tub meets the floor, just making the back of your kitchen backsplash, making sure that those are good. If they need to be cleaned, if they need to be scraped out and redone, that's going to help prevent mildew and mold buildup, which can really cause problems with allergies or asthma. So just taking a look at all of that in the different parts of your house. And if something needs to be redone, of course, if you're in a rental or in your own home, you can call for someone to do it for you, or you can, you know, watch an online tutorial and do it yourself. Both are options, sort of depending on your brain space and your interest. And then while you're doing that, you just want to give a good once over to all of your surfaces. Your blinds, you can take those outside and spray them down with that hose, right? You should have a day where you're out there spraying all the things. But you want to dust your ceiling fans. You want to pay attention to your baseboards, the counters, the bathroom sinks, the toilets, you know, outside and inside. Like I said, I live with boys, so we clean outside and inside. Mirrors, walls. If you have kids that run their hands on the walls, you might have grimy handprints on your walls. But doing some of that spring cleaning of surfaces is not only going to help refresh the smell of your home and the look of your home, but it's also going to give you a jump start on some of that PCS prep. If you are moving, rather than getting into a deep clean in a couple of months, you can do the deep clean now in the spring. And then later, you're just sort of doing a touch-up clean versus having to deep clean 3 or 2 or 1 year's worth of living in your location, right? So going through and just cleaning all the surfaces. This is a great one you can do with kiddos. There's lots of different ways you can do it. I've known people to use a multi-surface cleaner, to use cleaning wipes, to use microfiber cloths, to use magic erasers, you know, whatever your family's preferred cleaning method is. There's lots of options that are safe for tiny fingers to be touching and to start learning what it takes to fully run your house and to keep it going in the way that you like. Of course, when you're washing those windows from the outside, you might notice that more of the grime and dust and fingerprints are on the inside. So again, same thing, taking those couple of minutes to wash those windows. And when we're talking about spring cleaning, this can be done over multiple days. This can be done over multiple weeks. Maybe it's every Saturday in the month of April. Okay, we're going to take 30 minutes as a family on Saturday morning. I'm just using Saturday morning arbitrarily. But all right, here's in my family, there's 5 of us. Okay, guys, here's 10 chores that we need done in the next 30 minutes. Everyone's going to take 2 chores. We're going to knock them out, and then we're going to go to breakfast, or we're going to go have fun, right? So you can break up what the tasks are that need to be done. And there's so many websites and blogs and checklists and apps and all different kinds of things that can give you those ideas of what you want to have accomplished. But definitely finding ways to share this workload with your family. Yes, if you have tiny humans who are still learning how to do these chores, you might have to go behind them. Don't go behind them and redo it while they're there. If they ask for help, show them, you know, instruct them, but also give them that confidence boost of feeling like they're contributing to the family, and then go touch it up after they go to sleep. Kids want to feel like they're part of what's needed in the house. They want to feel like they're an important role player in it. So, you know, it could even be a game. Who can get the dirtiest? I have a friend who plays, who can get the dirtiest cleaning wipe? And they all get one wipe and they get to see how dirty they can get it and still be cleaning stuff, right? And they get like a piece of candy or something. Or hey, when you've used your wipe and it's no longer usable, you get a piece of gum. So find a way to involve everyone and get all of those surfaces clean, those windows clean, that kind of thing. One of the areas for cleaning that you're going to want to leave to the grownups, more than likely, is going to be the appliances. Both the surfaces of your appliances inside and outside, but also some of the insides of the running mechanism, right? So you can run like your dishwasher, for example, with a dishwasher cleaner, or you can run your washing machine with an empty load with white vinegar in it to just clean some of the soap scum and just some of the grossness, especially if you're going to be moving, giving it a really good clean. There's also washing machine cleaner you can use, but giving it a really good clean before you pack it up and move, especially if you've moved for long distances like I have and it sits in storage, making sure it's really clean is going to give you that leg up as you prepare for your move this summer. One of my favorite ways to clean the microwave, which is one of our most used appliances, is one I learned years ago. You just take a bowl of vinegar, you know, half cup of vinegar, glass bowl, put it in the microwave it for 2 minutes, let it sit for a couple minutes, then you open it up. Watch out, all of that vapor will come out, might burn your eyes for a minute. But then everything that's caked on inside of there should wipe off with like a dry paper towel. That's one of my favorite ways to clean the microwave without harsh chemicals. It's just vinegar. And if you are not familiar with cleaning with vinegar, do a quick internet search. You will find so many different uses for vinegar, from cleaning glass to windows to floors to appliances. There's lots of different things that you can use it for, and it's a relatively safe chemical to have around your household or even for the kids to help with. Again, you're going to want to look at your dishwasher, your microwave, the stove, top and, you know, inside of the stove, and your range, dishwasher, the garbage disposal, maybe giving your sink a good scrub, your laundry sink, anything that you notice that has really been getting some using while you've been living your life in your house, give it a good deep clean as you're able. Outsource some of that if you need to, and get ready to not have that stress be piled up to the very end of your time in your house as you're getting ready to move. Or even as you're getting ready for summer break and vacations, you don't want to have this looming over you. The last one to think about, especially if you have allergies and asthma, is taking a look at your linens, specifically the linens that stay out. So, you know, towels get washed regularly, I'm assuming, but your things like your bedspread, you know, sheets get washed regularly, but your bedspread that sits on top, curtains that hang, that kind of thing, give those a wash. Get some of that dust, pollen, all of that out of there, especially if you have family members with allergies and asthma. It's going to be really important to keep those clean. So just giving those a good washing and, you know, putting those through the dryer or line dry, whatever they require, that's going to help your house get rid of some of those feet smells, like I said, but also eliminate some of those allergens that can really cause breathing problems for your family. And then the last tip that I have, this one is not related to home maintenance specifically. This is for my moving families. Pack as you go, meaning if you're getting out of freezing cold temperatures, take those winter coats and go ahead and pack them up. Now, this doesn't apply if you aren't moving yourself, or if you don't mind the way that the moving companies move you, then this doesn't apply. But if you're particular about that, or you want to get a jump on some of it, packing as you're done with items, you know, get those fleece pajamas and pack those away for next year. Put them in a Ziploc, put them in a space saver bag, put them in a tote. That's going to help keep them from getting dusty. It's going to make your packing later easier. So as you're getting out of the season, rather than just rotating the winter clothes to the summer clothes, pack up those winter clothes and have them ready to go. Pack up those winter coats, pack up those winter boots, and purging as you go and packing as you go is really going to make that whole process a lot easier in a couple of months whenever you enter that regular move tempo. Again, not all of this is required. These are just some ideas. If you've been thinking, hey, I've got stuff coming up, I want to be traveling this summer, or I've got a move coming up, or I just want the house to get clean, these are all ways that you can be starting on that cleaning process. Again, outside, inside, and even that PCS prep. Involve your family as much as you can. Involve the people that you live with. And truthfully, if all of this sounds overwhelming and you've got the flexibility to do so, just hire someone. Hire someone to come in and give your house a good deep clean. You are gone, you know, a day, they come in and they do it, right? So do what works best for your family and make that decision with confidence. If you are confident that you and your family can handle it, if you're confident that you want to hire someone for it, whatever that looks like, but be sure that you are taking care of both the people in your home, the belongings in your home, and the structure of your home so that you can move forward with the rest of 2024 with confidence. And if you're moving, that you have had a good opportunity to care for all of those items and prepare for your relocation. Thank you everyone for being here. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and share with your friends. We appreciate the feedback and comments that you all share with us as we support our military community. Thank you for being part of the Mill Housing Nation. We appreciate you. The Mill Housing Nation is where you will always have a community, no matter where you are stationed.